I considered filing a report with the police, but immediately shelved it. Whining to Big Brother wasn't going to win any points for me as a rough, tough bounty hunter. I couldn't see Ranger instituting an assault charge. I'd been lucky, I told myself. I'd gotten away with superficial injuries, thanks to Morelli. The latter admission dragged a groan from me. Being rescued by Morelli had been damned embarrassing and grossly unjust. All things considered, I didn't think I was doing all that badly. I'd been on the case for less than 48 hours, and I'd found my man twice. True, I hadn't been able to bring him in, but I was in a learning process. No one expected a first-year engineering student to build the perfect bridge. I figured I deserved to be cut the same kind of slack. I doubted the gun would ever be of any use to me. I couldn't imagine myself shooting Morelli, possibly in the foot. But what were my chances of hitting a small, moving target? Not good at all. Clearly, I needed a less lethal way of subduing my quarry. Maybe a defense spray would be more my style. Tomorrow morning, I'd go to Sonny's gun shop and add to my bag of dirty tricks. My clock radio blinked 5:50 p.m. I looked at it dully, not immediately responding to the significance of the time. Then horror ripped through me. My mother was expecting me for dinner again. I sprang out of bed and raced to the phone. The phone was dead. I hadn't paid my bill. I grabbed the car keys from the kitchen counter and hurtled out the door.